Okay, now we're live.
Are we on?
Yep.
All right. We'll call to order this meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for today's date, January 10th, 2017, at 7:03. Pat, did you have any paperwork printed out for us this time, or?
I beg your pardon?
Did you have any of the paperwork printed out? Don't you usually do that? The agenda and all that stuff, or?
Well, I just have agendas over here. Do you need a copies of the materials?
I'm gonna put all up here.
Okay, I can give you mine.
Oh, thanks.
Can I make a motion to accept the agenda?
I have one change to the agenda.
Okay.
I want to add to new business, just a discussion of the administrative variance from, it was submitted on September 19th, 2016. That I did not approve, and I just want to talk about that with you guys. Thank you. All right, so with that change to the agenda, now do I hear?
I make a motion we accept the agenda with a new change.
Second?
Second.
All approved?
Aye.
All right. And the minutes for December 13th, 2016, any motions? Everyone have a chance to look that over?
I make a motion we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Yeah. There being no old business, we'll move on to new business. Variance request 16-114295 Dove Point. Applicants, owners, Paul and Robin Sansone. Is it, am I pronouncing that right?
Sansone.
Request relief from section 78-197 number 7 to reduce the side setback from 12 and a half feet to 11.67 for the non-conforming addition of a covered porch to a non-conforming structure. Paul, do you want to come up and speak to this at all?
Sure, thank you.
If you would introduce yourself and your address, please.
Yeah, it's Paul Sansone, 4295 Dove Point, Berkeley Lake, Georgia. And thank you guys for the time. Appreciate it. Would you like me just to describe what the plan project is? Is that the way to?
Has everyone had a chance to look it over?
Yes.
Are there any questions about what's going on? Any questions at all? Okay.
The only question I had, I'm making an assumption that the original builder didn't know where 12 and a half feet was.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
We bought the house as is and haven't done a thing to it. And the existing, the proposal is basically just to extend it out from the house line, okay, which was there. So there's... Oh, okay. This is the brains of the project. All right. We've done nothing to the home in the backyard since we bought the house 20 years ago.
And a follow-up question, should he have gotten his surveying done right, and it was 12 and a half feet, we wouldn't even be here today. You'd just continue with the same line.
That's exactly right. Okay. We're not doing anything outside of the line of the house. We don't want to. It's just we found out when we came here that the house was built into the zone. So that's why we're here.
I don't know if you mentioned or not, either our neighbor, Greg Gorlnick, that lives on that side, has also said he doesn't have any issue with it. He had told me he would write a letter to that effect, but I haven't seen it yet. So if you need that, I can certainly submit that.
That's okay. Thank you. We don't know. Anything else that you guys want to add that you've thought of since you submitted the variance request that's not in there?
No, actually, thank you. The project is literally just to cover that patio give us kind of a 10-month living area outside the home, but nothing incremental to what we submitted. We've actually been on pause waiting for this meeting to do anything else.
Okay.
So you have everything that we have at this point.
Pat, I did have one question as I was going through it, and I like the way you phrased it in your staff report where you said, in order for it to be compliant, I mean, in other words, we're sort of, it seemed to me the way you said that is we're actually what's the right word? We're actually approving the fact that the home was built 11.67 feet from the sideline.
I'd say you're legitimizing the existing construction that occurred 20-something
right.
years ago.
Right. Yeah. So now the non-conforming house will be compliant, right?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. Okay, any other questions or comments or...
Was this subdivision always in Berkeley Lake, or did it get annexed in?
No, this was built in Berkeley Lake.
Okay. Okay, so it wasn't like a zoning thing from Gwinnett?
As I mentioned earlier, the original building permit, the site plan showed it at 12 and a half feet.
Gotcha.
And whoever laid out the foundation just goofed.
That's shocking when you think about how organized and professional those foundation companies are. Okay.
Former Google engineers.
That's right.
Any motions?
Make a motion we approve the variance.
Second.
Any comments? Questions? All in favor? It's unanimous.
Thank you.
It was that easy.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure to work with you.
Yeah. So now I guess we'll owe some money for the permit.
For your permit, yes. Now we can proceed with your permit, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
I told my wife if we did not approve it, you guys are going to have to tear the house down and rebuild it 6 inches over. It's what...
Hey, not the whole house, just those 6 inches.
We'd be fine. Our dog would be upset. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the support. And,
thank you.
Y'all can have one of the meetings in that back patio whenever it's done.
There you go. That's good.
I don't know. This is a lot nicer.
I know. It's actually nice.
The next item of new business is, and I'll pass this out. It's just want to bring you guys up to date on a variance request that I did not approve, an administrative variance. And I want to talk about it because I think it's important consideration going forward, especially after discussing this with Pat quite a bit. I printed that out in case you want to look it over, but really it's this simple. This family, I don't have one in front of me, but the Newmans, they have that boathouse. If you look at the last page, there's a picture of it.
Next to the coves, right?
This is 806, I believe.
806. So it's right around the corner from Wayne Mitch's home, and they wanted to just raise that roof 4 feet, and it would still be within the 14-foot limit to get their boat in, because their boat with the canopy is too tall for that boathouse. The problem is, and I didn't print this sheet out, but that home is right on the property line. So the way it was presented to me was, this is a conforming change to a non-conforming structure, and therefore I could approve it with an administrative variance. Going from 10 feet to 14 feet, it would still be conforming. And it wasn't going to become more non-conforming because they weren't going to put it any closer to the sideline, which, as far as I can tell, it is right on the side property line. So I was pretty sure right off the bat I was not going to approve it. And then I took my boat out there to look at it. And just to make myself feel even better about my decision to not approve it, that boathouse is right in the line of sight of the neighbors. They've got this gap between trees, and they're looking right at that boathouse already. And I thought, the reason we need to talk about this is because, by definition, it is a conforming change to a non-conforming structure, but to me, it completely violates the spirit of the ordinances in general, in that we're taking this structure that's already somewhat obtrusive because it's on the property line, and to allow them to go up 4 additional feet, to me, was completely contrary to why we have the ordinances to begin with.
This is actually the one that we thought maybe if they had opened up the sidings and just had to make the visual good.
Right.
The basis of your disapproval was basically the fact that the visual impact was greater, more hurtful, more impactful to the neighbors than it currently would have been. I absolutely agree with you. This is a little bit like when you recused yourself on your neighbor's property. This is the reverse. The end result is the same thing. You have this huge visual impact right at the corner of the property.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I think our definition of making something more nonconforming maybe needs to be thought through a little bit more, because is it more nonconforming with relation to its nonconformance of side setback? No. But is it not more nonconforming to take something that's already encroaching in the side setback and now allow it to move up? And to me, that is still more nonconforming.
Sure.
But you guys have any comments or thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm still learning about the conforming and all of the requirements of, and ordinance. And what I'm wondering is if they tore this down and submitted a request to build a new boathouse with proper setbacks, 14 feet high.
Correct.
There wouldn't be an issue, I guess, then.
Nope.
Would it affect the line of sight of the neighbor?
But it would change the line of sight, because if they had to conform to current setbacks, they'd be closer onto their property,
right.
So farther away from the neighbor, and hence the visual aesthetics would be diminished even with a higher roof.
You know, the fact that the line of sight was, that this was right already in their line of sight really wasn't, I mean, legally, by our ordinances, that really doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it just kind of confirmed to me that the spirit of the ordinances was being violated by that.
Yeah.
Now, we had a case where two doors down from the mayor's house, some people knocked down a home, and they rebuilt the home. Was this since you've been here? They rebuilt the home way down the hill, but still within all the required setbacks, and completely demolished the view of the home, which I think is right next door to Lois. And they used to have this view right up the channel, and this home they built, it's for sale right now. It's a really beautiful home, but it totally destroyed their view. And so when, I can't remember why it came to us at all, because there wasn't any variance, but it was for some reason we were discussing it, and our hands were tied, because they were doing everything within the ordinances. And it was unfortunate for the people who lost their view, but there was nothing we could do.
So I see what you're saying. It's nonconforming in its initially. It's nonconforming now, and the change would have just made it a situation resulting from the nonconformance worse.
Right.
Right.
Right. So
even though the specific request was within our guidelines.
Right. So what I was trying to get at for them is, I said, well, visual impact is the problem. That existing structure would not be legal now. You couldn't build that, something that's right. Solid all the way around. And so what I proposed to them was, if you'll take the walls down so we can see through your structure, then I would be okay with you going up 4 feet if that's all it was. It would be less visual impact was where I was coming from, but they didn't want to do that. And then they came back and asked for 1 foot? 6 inches? Something. It was some small number.
I think they were just going to leave the addition part. They would open that part, but not remove the walls from the lower part.
They wanted to raise it some small amount just to be able to get the boat in. And I still said no, because I said at this point, this needs to go before the whole P&Z.
Which they chose not to pursue. But I think, for your point, Dan, is that your decision is really covered under item E in your standards, where it talks about the relief, if granted, would not cause substantial detriment to the public nor impair the purposes or intent of the chapter. So essentially you found for whatever reasons that it did impair the intent of the
right.
Regulations. So
right.
I think you're covered clearly under that.
So. Yeah, well, I felt like I was less worried about me being covered and more interested in everyone's input, because we may be facing something similar to this down the road where since so much of our city is non-conforming, that somebody wants to do something conforming to the non-conforming, and is it, you know? And if nothing else, I think one thing we've tried to do over the years is, if we are going to approve something like that, we want something in return, so that we're netting out, you know. So, anything, Neil?
One of the philosophy, I think, of what we're talking about is, you know, the spirit of the law versus the letter, and there may be things that are sort of aesthetics that are not so clear cut and dry that, you know, it's like the guy who wanted the very large pool accessory thing that no one could see, but was this monstrosity. Did I say that out loud? It was just way, way large, and, you know, he wanted us to approve it because he deserved a large one. But anyway, you know, it was just everything about it just sort of smacked of we weren't going to do it. But anyway, I mean, it does become sort of, at what point is it our judgment versus the letter? And I think it's, we do that with every variance. Like with this one, no one can see this covered porch, and it's, you know, it's a non-conforming addition to a non-conforming home. And yet we approve it because it doesn't harm anyone, and it makes the home more valuable, you know, and it's a benefit to the homeowners. And in this case, it does harm other folks, and I think it's acceptable that what we did.
And that's exactly what you're here to make a decision about.
Right. I mean, if we were caught, well, it's been 5 years, but the guy who came in and did that seminar with us said that P&Z is quasi-judicial. It's quasi-legislative in that we, like, make recommendations and make, you know, changes to ordinances that then have to go up to city council to be approved, but we're quasi-judicial, where we just make a decision about stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sometimes that's based on taste, I think.
Yeah. That's where you have to tread carefully, right? So
right.
We don't live in an area where the subdivision covenants requires you to paint your house one color of beige or brown, and those are your only two choices. And we chose to live here where, if I so desired, I could paint my house orange with kind of pink stripes, and, you know,
are you kidding me?
I like that color. So consequently, we're going to veer into some stuff that might go into this objective, like almost every time, but as long as it's five people, it usually keeps us from going too far afield, saying, nah, sorry, that's somebody's just bad taste, and we can't protect everybody from bad taste, versus this impacts the area.
Mm-hmm. Or impacts the neighbor.
Yeah.
All right, well, any other comments on that from anybody? All right, citizen comments. You guys have any citizen comments?
You guys are doing a bang up job.
There we go.
Would you have said that if we said no?
Probably not.
Hey, come up and get that on the mic.
Bang up job. Thank you for your volunteerism.
Yes.
It's a big deal. We need that in a great city.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. And do I hear a motion to adjourn then?
So moved.
Second. All in favor? And you're off to your rehearsal, Pat.
What a rehearsal. Pardon?
What?
I play handbells.
Oh. Christmas is over. You should be good for a few seasons.
We got to get ready for all the other stuff.
I was going to say, you got to practice for next year. Right?
That's right.
You know, I'm singing with the John's Creek Chorale in our rehearsal slot.
I do.
Yeah,
you're doing all right?